Royal Nebraska. Here is a dot on the vast corn and soybean fields blanketing the northeastern part of this state. Like a lot of remote towns, it's seen better days. And Colleen Murphy, weathered 57-year-old, leaning on a beat-up old gas pump, says progress may soon finish Royal.
Local people, my generation and older, are still trying to hold things together, but when the kids leave, you can't do anything about it.
And when the young people flee, family money follows. Over in O'Neill, a town of 3,600 in Holt County, Nebraska, lawyer Jan Kratterkwala has seen the same thing.
People come back for the funeral. They live somewhere else. And we basically stop at the bank on the way out of town and send the money away from here, never to be seen again.
We're talking about wealth built over generations, suddenly gone. And Kratterkwala says that for small towns, retaining at least some of that capital can be crucial.
If it moves out of here, you're going to snap your fingers. It's going to be done. It's going to be over. And all you're going to have is empty buildings on your main street. All you're going to have is nobody in your churches and your schools. It's too late.
And she has a pressing question for people planning their estates.
What about making the community one of your heirs along with your children and your other heirs that you have in your estate?
Foundations in Nebraska have been doing this purposefully for years, thanks to leadership from the Nebraska Community Foundation. Its president, Jeff Yost, says the state's charitable funds have been bracing for an enormous generational and geographical handover as baby boomers pass on.
We estimate the transfer of wealth to be some $600 billion over the next 50 years. So it's huge money.
And that's just Nebraska. Dozens of community foundations have sprung up in tiny towns across the Midwest to try to capture some of this money. In Nebraska, small foundations have boosted their holdings by almost fivefold in the last decade. And that's making a big difference in places like Holt County.
Hey, Dan, come on in.
The Community Foundation in O'Neill is throwing a coffee this morning. It's part of a fundraising effort it hopes will trigger a matching grant and roughly double the size of its permanent endowment.
And we're happy to say today we're at 96% of our $200,000 goal.
Foundations here are turning that money into all kinds of nice stuff for the community. This meeting is in a new building, a satellite campus for a regional community college built with help from foundation funding. Another foundation helped to bring wind energy, a movie theater, and a brewery out here. Not to mention, it helped to save the ethanol plant and all of those jobs. And the big payoff comes when places like Holt County, Nebraska, foster local businesses and amenities that attract families. Jonna Cole lives in a new house with her husband and four daughters. Tonight, she's giving the baby a bath. Cole grew up here, went away to school, became an optometrist, and then moved back.
I did find a lot of people questioning my decision. You know, you went out, you got your graduate degree, you must be out in the world. What are you doing back here?
And Cole says she sees more people her age doing the same thing, taking jobs here or working remotely.
I do feel things are turning around. I feel very optimistic and hopeful for the future of this area.
An area that is having some success in reversing the decline of rural America. In Holt County, Nebraska, I'm Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.